Just a few concluding points about Ema Vatna Sechadchila, and then we'll go on to the next sugya, the parts of Havdal that we did not discuss in Shir Chloe. They pointed out the Chiddush of Yechavadas that writes that you're dealing with Nisra Achila. Okay, so then one could imagine that Ema Vatna Sechadchila. If you're dealing with something where it is Asur Bahana, so the act of bittul itself means that you're being nene from the Yisuri Hana, and that certainly is Asar, and that, the Chavos Das writes, if it's Yisuri Hana min HaTorah, that indeed would be an Isar, an Isar Daraisa. One of the cases the Chavos Das discusses, almost in Yom Yoma, is what you find in the very end of Siman Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Seif Dalet, the Chiddush HaMaram of Rittenberg, when it comes to the leftover shemen of Ner Chanukah. You have something which is hooked to the mitzvah, so it was set aside for the purpose of a mitzvah, and therefore it should not be used for other purposes. And there the Mechaber writes, the Chiddush, that Asur Lahosif Ulevatlo, and going ahead and just simply creating a teruvos, that it should be batel, that's Asur, because of Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila. That's the Chiddush of Maram Rittenberg when it comes to the Moser Shemen Chanukah. Why exactly is that true? So, in that Siman in Eredei and Salites, there the Shach, Sivkot and Yates, writes that, look, our Gemara says that when it comes to a Din Drabbanim, a Vatman is Sachatchima, but not when it comes to something which is Ikro Daraisa. If something is Ikro Daraisa, then you assume Eim of Vatman is Sachatchima. What are the cases that indeed are ikro daraisa? Okay, so truma we pointed out is ikro daraisa with two chidushin, even if we're talking about trumas kedos, which is only din rabbana, or even if we're talking about the earlier sugya of shir, which is rabbana, even that is considered to be ikro daraisa, the shir mea. Okay, if you're talking about muktza, or at least tilto, or hishtamshus for muktza, that's considered to be that which is a din drabana. What would you assume when it comes to Ner Chanukah? That Bosh of Shat is a classic example of something which is a takana drabana. Why would one argue that that's considered to be an ikar min haTorah, to argue that, Maram Rittenberg, that Ein Mevatlin is l'chadchil? Why indeed would that be true? So the Shach writes the following, that no, maybe this is a category of muktza that one would argue is also considered to be Kein Daraisa. What exactly is that? We know about Achila, maybe Ishtamshus, not Tiltul. Ooh, the Shabbat is the following Kiddush. What about Huk to the Mitzvah? You have something that's set aside for non-use because of a mitzvah. Is it possible to argue that that is considered to be Chomer Tvei? That's what the Shach writes. Sarites, Sivkot Nyutes. And therefore, just simply based on our Gemara, this would be comparable to cases of Truma. So the Shach writes that Chiddush. He writes that is the beer of Maram and Rittenberg. That Huchz le mitzvasos chamer tvei, that is considered to be Ikar min haTorah, and therefore we would assume a mevatel nisachachima, and that's why the Mechaber writes, you cannot be mevatel that which was designated for the purpose of a mitzvah. Why exactly is that called Ikru daraisa? Because something is Huk to the mitzvasa, not so cool. But perhaps a possibility is as follows. The sugya in Chanukah and of Chav Beis Amud Aleph discusses this, the concept of bizui mitzvah. You take something that's designated for the purpose of a mitzvah and you use it in a somewhat degrading, a debasing way. The Gemara says that bizui mitzvah is forbidden. And the Gemara bases that on a pasuk, right? B'yikri Yitzayim. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, the pasuk says, v'shafach, and then v'chiso b'afar. Do shchita, and do the Kisei Hadam. And the Gemara is darish. The manner in which you do shchita, that should be the manner in which you do the Kisei Hadam. Meaning that, well, maybe one would argue as follows. I'm going to do the shchita. How do you do the shchita? B'yav? No? you do it with your hand. How do I do the Kisei Adam? Maybe the following, you know what? The Dam is sitting on the ground, so you know what? I'm just going to kick the dirt, and I'm going to cover the Dam with my regal, not with my Yad. The Gemara says that would be a bizui mitzvah. Kisui hadam is a mitzvah daraisa. To be mechaseh the dam in a degrading way, that's us. And that's derived from the pasuk of v'shofach l'chisa. Well, so that the Gemara says that, you know what? There's a concept of a bizui mitzvah. Maybe using an erchanaka for some mundane purpose. That's considered to be a bizui mitzvah. And that's part of the Hagdar books l'mitzvah. Something that's designated for mitzvah use should not be used for a mundane purpose. In terms of the dine mukta, that's not necessarily king darais in the classic sense. Now, after all, how is that different from typical ishamshus? But once the Gemara introduces in the context of Ner Chanukah another factor, and that is that you have to treat a chefze shel mitzvah b'derek kavod, so in such a case, that Pashup Shat is what the Shach is referring to, that maybe hooked from mitzvah is chamer tvei, we should treat that as though it is considered to be ke'en daraisa, ikra daraisa, and that should be a case of an ein mevatlin islechachila. One should not go ahead and do so. Well, that's the chiddush that the Shach writes. The Chavos Das writes the following. If something really is hooked to the mitzvah, it means it's only to be used for purposes of the mitzvah, and one is not allowed to be nehene in another way, in another fashion. What does it mean? This is designated as cheftesh mitzvah, and do not use it for another purpose. Another purpose that the Chavos Das writes is similar to an isser hanah. In isser hanah, if something is designated for the purpose of a mitzvah, it should not be used for another purpose. Usage is hanah, and that's what the Chavos Das writes the chiddush. Then when it comes to isuri hanah, then we assume that im avatun is achachila. If you're going to end up being mevatelit and using it, at the end of the day, you're being nene from that which designated for the purpose of a mitzvah. And if you're nene from the ribui shir, so maybe that's why, remember in the Brug writes, that one should realize that even when it comes to the shemen of Ner Chanukah, also the hosif levatla, either because these mitzvahs came daraisa, or one could argue that no, that's considered to be that which one is nene from. The Magen Avraham introduces just a third variable, right? The Shach and the Chavos Das is found in Yerodeh, some inside text. The Magen Avraham is Nechas Chanukah, Tafrei Shayin Zayin. But the Magen Avraham writes that, wait a second, it's designated for uses of Ner Chanukah, use of Ner Chanukah. So use it for Ner Chanukah. You know what, it'll take a year? Okay. In other words, it's designated for non-use for Chol, but it can still be used for the purpose of the mitzvah. So therefore, one should not go ahead and be mevatelit when a person can use it for the purpose of mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham compares this to a davar sheish lamatir. Just like atchi tochlana b'isser, tochlana b'heter. If there's a way that a person can access it b'derech heter, why would a person use it b'derech isser? So if you have something which is the shemen, which is nosim in achanakah, so in such an instance, why would one be mevatelit when one can go ahead and use it for the purpose of a mitzvah? Use it for tomorrow's ner. Use it for the neros in a few weeks. Use it for next year's ner. No? And that's an interesting deal that the Magen Avraham writes. Why it is that the mechaber is machmer when it comes to those particular cases. Well, so that's an important hagdara as well. What is considered to be kein daraisa? Is that considered to be comparable to isuri hanah? Or is that an expansion of a davar sheish lamatirin? But that's what the Mechaber writes, not to be mevatel the moser shemen shebener regarding the case of Chanukah. We discussed the Bach, the Hagos, the Bach, and the Beis Mebeis, and Dap Erif here in our sugya, where the Bach quotes the Rashbam that writes the following chiddush, that you know what, when it comes to cases of Truma, we're dealing with Achila. Oh, so that's what the Gemara assumed, that you cannot be mevata. And you know what? Therefore, if you have something which is pachos mimeya, in such an instance, you know, it's asur. The top of daf, dalet amud aleph. And be mevata, the iser, is not considered to be an option. Mashein came when it comes to the case on dalet amudaleh of atzei mukta. So there, you're not dealing with an iser achila. You're just dealing with its usage and iser tiltel, and therefore, the Isser does not apply. So therefore, a chiddush of the Rashbam, that is why when it comes to Atzei Mukta, as well as to Atzei Sukkah, one would allow you to be mevatel an Isser lachatchila. So immediately the Bach Rai said, how can that be? Hikshem Aram, what do you mean? This is our sugya, Daftal Naveis. What about when it comes to muktzah? And the Gemara does not answer, oh, when it comes to an iser tiltul, mevatel lachatchila, the Gemara gets into a whole discussion of daraisa, drabanan, and what is considered to be ikra daraisa according to Tosus. No? If indeed what the Rashbam writes is correct, that ein mevatel is when it comes to isuri achila, and not when it comes to simply an act of tiltul, why didn't the Gemara say that explicitly? Oh, so one possibility is hi hanosenes. No? Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara means. It's true. The Gemara couched this by saying daraisa versus drabanan. That certainly is true. But in Hilchos Mukta terms, what does that mean, daraisa versus drabanan? You know what it means? Achila, which is daraisa, or achila, which is at least ke'en daraisa. Tosis Yishanin, also Seikel Achumra, Rashi Mamish daraisa, as opposed to tiltul, which is only a gzeira drabanan, a gzeira drabanan. When the Gemara says, I'm contrasting the daraisa element of muktzah with the drabanan element of muktzah, maybe that's exactly how the Rashbam understood the Gemara. I'm contrasting the achila as opposed to the tiltul, and that really is the yisod, that when it comes to cases of tiltul, it doesn't apply. And hu hadinami then, when it comes to cases of atzisuk as well, you're not being directly achila, certainly not. And therefore, indeed, that's considered timutar, and allowance of being mevatel, sach pasul. Well, a chiddush. Ooh, the Ravia points out other possibilities. That maybe one could argue as follows, that a lamdus, that ein mevatel nisachila assumes that the chefetz is nesa. The chefetz is nesa. There's an isser. Is that really true when it comes, let's say, to sach pasul? Let's start this way. Kodem yamti. Kodem yantif. Kodem yantif is nesar. You know, kodem yantif is preemptive. There's going to come a time that you're not going to be able to sit in the sukkah if the sukkah is covered with this type of sukkah. That certainly is true. But what exactly is the status of kodem? Kodem yantif. So therefore, a chiddush at the Bach quotes the Rav Yah, the Yishlomar, the kodem yantif eino iser adayim. Eino iser adayim. Wow. A chiddush. That, you know what, but there's a huge difference in before and after. And then furthermore, ein mevatel nisachachila, the second day in the Rabia, is hanimile, achila, nehne. But a person is not being nehne from the atzei asach, mitzvah slavahenos nitnu, and therefore that is not included as well. The reason one is allowed to go ahead and to be mevatel the sach is because kodem yantif, or maybe even an yantif itself, that when a person is not being nehenem in, and it can apply to Yisuri Achila, Yisuri Ana, but not when it comes to other cases as well. This already is a ha'ara that Rabbi Kiveger mentions in Neradei in Siman Pei Zayin, in Sifav. Here the Rama writes the following. You know what? You have boiling hot water. And you want to go ahead and just mix the waters. Mix the waters. What's the problem with mixing boiling hot water? No. This water was hidichu b'kli basa. And this other one, hidichu b'kli chala. You know what? This was boiled up in a milchakli. This was boiled up in a fleshakli. Oh, so in such a case, the Rama writes the following. Ein la'arev mayim shidichu b'hem kli basa with kli chala v'litan lifnei habeim. Don't go ahead and take these waters and mix them, and then go ahead and give it your animal. Give it your animal to drink. What exactly is the problem then? Because after all, that, you know what? That really would be a shayla of basa b'chala. Because you know what? Maybe indeed it is the case that there was a nesina stam of basa, a nesina stam of chala, and the asurim b'hana. Well, that's the Ramah. So you know what? If you have fleshik's water and you have milchik water, don't go ahead and combine them and give it your animal to drink. So here, Rabbi Kiveger is bothered, right here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Pei Zayin, that wait a second. Forget about and give it your animal. Give it your animal to drink. There's an Isser Bishul Basa B'chala. No? Bishul is Asa. So why does the Rama write that, you know, Ein La'arei V'litin Nifnei HaBehema? Ein la'arev. Obviously, you're talking about hot water. If not, you don't have a teruvah sabasa b'chala. So you're talking about exactly what the Rama writes, that you have water which was heated up in Kli A, heated up in Kli B. Ein la'arev alitna efneha behema because asurin b'hana. Forget about the Isra of Hana. Now, what about the Isra of Vishal? What about the Isra of Vishal? Well, that's the issue. Ooh. So, Rabbi Kveg writes the following. You know what? There's some k'neged ha'echad. Then you know what? We must be talking about a case where there's a shir bittul. There's a shir bittul. This is something that, you know, there's a lot of fleishik water with a little bit of milchak water. A little bit of milchak water. Do not go ahead and combine them in order to give it to your animal to drink. What exactly does that mean? Rabbi Kveger writes, Demayre b'mayim, shvebeis keim, that there is samach, keneged esa. You know what? There is a shear, there's a shear of bito. But the reason you can't do this is because of ein mevatu nislachachila. Ein mevatu nislachachila. So therefore, it's true that it's not really an absolute taruva sabasa b'chala. It's something that will be mutar ayidei bito. But through the combination, you're going to be mevatalis l'chachila. And the reason it's usher is because of that kon. Ein mevatalin l'chachila. But you know what? Ein mevatalin, rak le'inin achila v'hana, aval le'inin bishol lo matzinu kein. Well, that's Rabbi Kveger Sa'ara. I know that our Gemara says ein mevatalin l'chachila. That's true when it comes to achila. That's true when it comes to Hana, but where do you see that it's true when it comes to other examples? For example, like Atzei Sukkah, that Atzei Sukkah were mevatalin isn't, because that's not called Achila, that's not called Hana. And a Kiddush Rabbi Kveger writes that mevatalin islach Achila when it comes to Bishul Basa B'chala, but not when it comes to Achila and Hana. Oh, that Kiddush of the Raviya, that Ein mevatalin is relevant when it comes to Yisuri Achila and Yisuriana, but not when it comes to other cases as well. And that was exactly that taz, that bach, in a chosukah, why one can be mevatel, atzi sukkah. Number one, called them yantif. Oh, number two, even an yantif, the taz as the chiddush, is this really called mevatlin issa? Mevatlin issa. It's nesar, it's nes. Sach posel is nesar. Maybe the fact that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah is not called being mevatlin issa. It's not that the schach basel, which is not a candidate for schach, is considered to be a davar hanesar, a chiddush. And maybe that would even be true on yantif itself. Wow, interesting chiddush. Now, even betoch hamoed, ein kan shein iser, because ein iser mitzat atzmo shel sukkah, but rather it's a solei shebo. Wow, and then the Taz quotes the Bach that writes that the iser is achila hana. And that would not apply when it comes to mitzvah slav v'enos nitin. Well, and the yisod that maybe kodem yantif, it doesn't have the status of a chetzer shel sach when it's considered to be kodem yantif. Well, so that's an important consideration as well when it comes to that case. Okay, good. The last thing we discuss is the chiddush of the Ran and of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Beis, and that is that realize that when it comes to Ein Mevatlin Sechatchila, there's something unusual. That it is not the act of that is forbidden, but rather it's the reliance on. The reliance on being Nehen Min Habitl. That is considered to be. When a person is Machsher Kalim, you're Magyo Kalim, Hechsher Kalim, the Ran writes the whole Yisod of Hagala is Bittl. That you know what? That the Tam is going to be Yotzei, and it's going to be Bato. So why isn't that a problem? Ein mevatlin nisachatchila. So the Ran writes very, very simply that, you know what, you're not being nene from the bittul. That's not called achila. That's not called hana. And therefore, the whole parsha of Klei Midyan, of Hagolas Kelim, does not fly in the face of ein mevatlin nisachatchila. That, you know what, we'll see to it that the tam is pole, al yedei hacham, and the tam will not re-enter because it was bittul. That's not called being nene in any shape or form from the Tama Issa, and since Ein Kavanasa Le'Emma Simena, therefore it's considered to be that which is Mutter. Oh, that's an extension of this Bach, where the Bach writes as well that Schach Pasel, you're not being Nehne from the Schach, Mitzvah Slav Le'Enos Nitnu, and therefore there isn't an Issa. Rabbi Kveger writes that for achil and anah, of basa b'chalav, yes, but not when it comes to the bishul, because one is not being nene from the maisa bishul. If one uses it for an animal, enoch chinami indeed, that really is the case. So, wow, that's a chiddush. That when it comes to ema vatnas chachila, it's not the fact that it's batel, but rather it's the reliance on the bittul, which is critical. And if there is no reliance on the bittul, or one is not being nanamin, in such a case, that's not included in the scope of ema vatel nisachachila. So the last thing we mentioned, the Sabetra pointed out, a great chiddush that he with his father, that, you know what, when the Mishnah tells us, you saw, we began with the Mishnah in Shemos, that you know what, if a person is mevatel in Isla Chachila, the Chetz is Nesa. Why exactly is that true? You know, Oshav Shah, the Chetz is Nesa means that, you know, it's a Knas Rabbanan. A Knas Rabbanan. You did something that's wrong. And very often, when you do something wrong, there's a Knas. You violated Bayram by Matzei. So there's a Knas of Chomesh of a Pesach. A person is Mevashel the Shabbos. There's a knas that, you know what, that the Chefza is going to indeed be Nesa. Poshub Shat, that's the case when it comes to Ema Vatna Sabchila. You violated an Isser by doing so, and there's a consequence. There's a consequence that the Chefza indeed is considered to be Nesa. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested is the following Kiddush. Maybe not. Of course, the fifth parak of Gittin, there's a whole list of cases where we're Kones Amai Saveira. And details. When does the knas only apply to this person? When does it apply to other people? When is it b'mezid? When is it even b'shogeg? Many, many different details. Is that so clear that that's what's driving the fact that if a person is mevatel nisa chachila, the chetz is considered to be nesa? So the charifus was as follows, that you have to thank the chachamim. You always have to thank the chachamim. No, but especially here, they're doing you an incredible, incredible favor. You know, you were mevatel nisa chachila. And that is something which is usur. But you know what? But the isur is not the maisa bittul. The isur is the achila hashabah, the hana shabah, which would mean a stunning chiddush. That you know what? If a person were to go ahead and Chum declared it's off limits, it's not subject to use. The chetz is nesar. If the chetz is nesar, you know what that means? At the end of the day, there was no reliance. You are not taking advantage of the bittul in any shape or form, and therefore, what you did was not an act of being mevatel l'chachila. Right? It's comparable to a person throwing a little bit of milk into his flesh of garbage, where enoch inami, the proportions of bittul, but that's not called a mevatel l'chachila, because after all, one was not nene min habittul. So when the chachamim declared that the chetz is nesa, it's not simply as a knas to Rabbanan, maybe not a knas at all, but maybe it means she'al yedei zeh, it means that one is not guilty of being mevatel l'chachila. And maybe this can explain the following. There is a stunning difference when you look at the siman of ein mevatel l'chachila, yerodei etzaritetz, and you look at the sugi of mevashel v'shabbos, now that's in Shabbos Shin Yerches, there's something the Mechaber writes in Shin Tes, that the Mechaber does not write in Shin Yud Ches. There in Senites, the Mechaber writes the following Chiddush, that you know what? When a person is mevatel nisa chachila, the Chetz is nesar for him. Okay? And then the Mechaber adds, Ulami, shenizkav nevatel b'shuva. Not only for him, I wasn't doing it for myself. You know, I don't enjoy this. But I was doing it for you. Oh, so you know what the Mechaber writes? He's you. When we say that if a person is mevatel nisa chachila, you cannot benefit from, that doesn't only apply to the person who does so, but it applies to the person for whom it was done. Oh, that's a finish. No? Is that true when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? Is that true when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? You know, that could be an incredible chumrah, no? Let's say a storekeeper goes and does an act of Chilul Shabbos. The storekeeper, he's not intending to eat all the bakery, he has thousands of pounds. He's doing it for the purchasers. He's doing it for others. Are they called Achayim or are they called Atzma? No? When I'm doing it for someone else, who is that called? The answer is it's Mefurish Neredeh. In Sarites, that's called that Mevatel Atzma. It's not called Achayim. But it is a stunning Kiddush, though. that the Mechaber does not write this in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mechaber distinguishes between sometimes low and sometimes acherim. You don't find that line that, you know what, if I did it for you, that's low, that's not called up. Acherim means a bystander, a stranger, someone who had no connection to that which you did. Wow. So, Enoch Inami, the Magen Avraham writes, oh, don't forget that the Mechaber writes in Sarites. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Sifkot and Beis. That here the Mechaber writes you and others, but if you did it for him, that's you, that's not called others. But it is somewhat surprising that, you know what, you don't find that. You don't find that. That's an interesting chiddush. Why exactly is that true? So that's Rav Soloveitchik explained in the name of his father. These are two very different dinim. In Shabbos, Shin Yerches is a typical knas because of a ma'aseh avera. But Ne'im Avatam L'Sachir means something else entirely. It means that if a person is not relying on, a person does not accomplish his goal, a person is not taking advantage of, so Igloin also that was not called being Mevatel and Isser Mafreya. Being Mevatel and Isser means exercising that bitul. So if I did it for him, if he will use it, you know, that's called Is Avin Mashavto. And therefore, that's in Mevatel Nisachatila. And there it makes perfect sense to assume that you are not defined as you. You are defined as whoever you're doing it for. Nasa Bishvila. In Hilchos Shabbos, that's not true. There, it's a knas because of the ma'aseh avera. You are mechal on Shabbos. Even if my mindset was, why was I doing it for you? Guess what? It was my chilul Shabbos. It had no connection to his act whatsoever. So Enoch Inami, maybe a one who is not mechal on Shabbos, he is called acherim, regardless of the mindset. Realize this is a pretty stunning chiddush. That the Isra of Imavat Nesachatchila is, I would say, it's not a knas, but it's an Eitzah. An Eitzah Tovah the Chum imposes. No, Al Yedei Zeh, there's no violation. Well, before we go on, I'll just give you one parallel, and then we'll go further. This parallel was also Chidusha Slavejic. And you'll see the connection. There's a Mishnah in Gittin, the Fine Testament days. The Mishnah says the following. You have a get yashan. So Basilo says that, you know what, Osir, do not go ahead and divorce with a get yashan. What does it mean, a get yashan, old get? What exactly does that mean? The Mishnah explains, Ezo get yashan, kol shiyache ima la'achar shekosula. You know what? A ma'aseh gerushin has two halves to it, the ksiva and the nesina. The ksiva and the nesina. A get is written. A get is written. And after the get is written, you know what? Of course there's ksiva followed by nesina. No, but something here happened between the ksiva and the nesina. The get was written, and then the Baal and Isha secluded themselves together. There was yichud. Oh, that already is called a get yashan. A get yashan. Where in between the ksiva and the nesina, right, they acted as though they were husband and wife, there was yichud. So in such a case, that's the chiddush that Beis Hillel says, that one should not use that get for the purpose of gerush. Okay? The Gemara says the following chiddush. Ikadam. Rav Abba says the name of Shmuel, but im nisgarsha, let's say it was used for the purpose of gerush. Tinase v'chatchila. The woman can marry someone else, l'chatchila. You have a get. The get was written properly, but inappropriately. The Baal Isha were misyached. So in such a case, you know what the halacha is? That don't use that for the purpose of gerush. Write another get. And what happens b'dieved, if im nisgarsha, tinase v'chatchila. What does tinase v'chatchila mean? And is that obvious, or is that a chiddush? So just take a look at the Rambam, the Chizgerish and Perek Yud. The Rambam in Halacha Beis writes a klal. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? It's important to know this klal. Now, unfortunately, you know, you have to The Rambam assumes you're going to read through all the halachas. Now, you learn all the Masechus Gittin, you learn all the Rambams, you don't get to halacha yet, you don't realize, like, the klal gadol. You know what the Rambam's klal gadol is? Kamakam shamarna b'chibor hazeh haget pasul. The Rambam writes, whenever I use the word pasul, you know what that means? That means it's a psul Rambam. You can read all through the whole Rambam and not realize that point, you know? Pasul. No. The Rambam says, if I say eno get, it means it's not a get midaraisa. If I say pasul, that means the problem is a problem to Rambam. So the Rambam writes, I'm giving you a heads up, no? Kom makam shamar b'chino hazeh sheget pasul, it's pasul midivrei sofer. It's pasul midivrei sofer. Okay? And what does that mean? L'chatchil lo tinaseh. It means that, you know what, that you shouldn't get married based on this get. Because this get is kasher midaraisa, but it's pasul drabanan. L'chem lo tinaseh. V'im niseis, and what happens if you got married based on that get that you shouldn't have used? The Rambam writes, lo seitzeh. You don't have to get divorced. And v'avlad kasher. If a child is born, it's not like that's nisr v'ishas ish, even though the get was pasul drabanan. But you know what? V'im niseis lo teitzeh, v'avlad kasher. Good? The Rambam just adds on the following line. What do you do now? You ready? It's what the Rambam writes. But another get should be written. That get was a get pasul. So, you know what? We're not going to say that the marriage was illicit and a child is a mamzer, but going forward, mikan al haba, you know what? Kosma get acher kasha. Go ahead and draft another get and the noslan, give it to her, and vitachas vala, and she'll remain married to her second husband. Wow. So the Rambam writes the following, realize, if this get was pasul midaraisa, that's nisr v'ishasish. She's married to the first husband. The vlad is a mamzer. The second marriage is an illicit relationship. Now, what happens if it's a get pasul? No. The Rambam writes, look, don't use it. But if niseis lo seisei, the vlad certainly is kosher, but you still have to do something. No? Kosna get acher kosher. Okay, may not be so pleasant. Get the first husband back, write another get. She's married to her second husband, but that's what you have to do. So that's the halacha. Whenever, the Gemara says that the get is pasul d'rabanan. It means don't use it for gerushin. And if you use it, we're not going to argue this is an isser v'eishas ish where you're asur al habal hasheni, but we are going to insist that you redo the ma'aseh gerushin. Okay? Woo. That's Perek Yud Halacha Beis. Perek Yud Halacha Hei. You know what? A person writes again, Makaris Yishishka, V'nisya Chirima. Oh, you wrote a get. The get was not yet given. V'nisya Chirima. Wow. Yichud. Oh, that's Ayin Tes. That's a get Yashem. The Rambam writes, Lo Yigarshin Abosa again. Don't use that get. Yeah, that's a Mishnah. Don't use that get. Then the Rambam writes the following. V'im gir shaboso aged ayoshen. And what happens if you use that get? You know what the Rambam writes? Tinas sebo lechatchila. If you use the get, okay, you can get married. Whoa. The Rambam just got through saying, I'm telling you a klal gadol. Whenever you have a get, which is a get pasul, you know what it means? Do not use the get. And even b'di'evit, if you use the get, you have to repeat the ma'aseh gerushin. No? That's halacha beis. All of a sudden, halacha hey, you have a get yashan. You know what? So, this get is a problem. Derabanan. So, you know what? So, therefore, if that's the case, that don't go ahead and use the get. Draft another get. No? But in gir shaboso a get yashan, megereshes, and tinasibo lechatchila. You don't have to do it again. Even if she wasn't married yet. Well, normally you have to do it again even if she was married. No? To Baal Sheni. Here, even if she wasn't married yet, let it go. It's not a psul d'oraisa. Let it go. In other words, that the Rambam tells you this great klal about the get, which is pasul d'rabanan. And the Rambam writes, that's not true of a get yashan. No. Very unclear. Very unclear. Unclear. Why not? Why not? So I'll tell you a Birur Sadechik. You ready? Ooh. It was worth kind of veering a little bit off the course. Not like, ooh, you know. You know what? A get yashan is not a psul. It's not a psul. If this was a psul, Tarais the Rabbanon, say, you know what? That, what do you mean, tinase balachatchila? If it's a psul, you have to redo, you have to redo. A get yashan is not a psul. It's not a psul, Tarisa. It's not a psul, Rabbanon. It's not a psul, Rabbanon. Okay, okay. What is it exactly? You know what? Part of the ABCs of Maseches Gittin, what I already said now, is that there are two parts to Gerush. Ksiva Nesina. Ksiva Nesina. The Ksiva is the Tchilas Maisa Gerush. That's clear. That's an important Yisrael. Many, many Rayas now. The Ksiva is not just the Hachanas HaChetz. Sometimes, you know, when you make a chayfetz, you know, okay, that's the hachanas hachetz, and now the mitzvah. Tosfos points out there's a big difference between writing tefillin and writing a get. No, writing a get is the tchilas ma'aseh gerush. I wouldn't say writing tefillin is the tchilas hanachas tefillin. No, 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 the mitzvah is hanachas tefillin. The hachanas hachetz, that's true. You know, you have to write the tefillin. But writing the get for kosev nasa, that's the tchilas ma'aseh gerush. So you know what? Ooh. The Chum declared as follows, very, very important, very important. That, you know, you're married, there's no Isser Yichud. Is there ever a point in time that there is an Isser Yichud? The husband and wife, you know what the answer is? Let's say you're divorced. Yeah, yeah, you're divorced, there's no Isser Yichud. You know what the Chiddush is that even if you're not fully divorced, but the Tchilas Ma'aseh Gerushin, the Tchilas Ma'aseh, his mamash not only died to the Garsha, he began the Ma'aseh Gerushin, he wrote a get. There's an Isser Yichud. That's clear. That's the mission of Ayin Tetz. There's an Isser Yichud not only when you're no longer married. There's an Isser Yichud when the divorce process begins. The divorce process begins. Well, that's clear. That's clear. So if you have a get which is written, there's an Isser Yichud. And what happens if, guess what? That the get was written, and all of a sudden, husband and wife are misyachim. So you know what the Mishnah says? They said, look, don't use that get. Don't use that get. Why not use that get? Oh, because it's a psul, it's a get yashan. No, 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 no. This is a chiddush. Are you ready for this? No? You see the connection? That's pretty cool, no? Okay, good. Next of you, no? It's not that this is a psul. It's not that this is a psul. After the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin, there's a shayuchud. When do you say that's true? When do you say that's true? That after the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin, there's an Isser Yichud, guess what? When it culminates in a full ma'aseh gerushin. When the ksiva is followed by the nesina. Let's assume, for example, that get is never given. That get is never given. You know what it turns out? If the get was never given, all of a sudden, you know, the Baal completely changed his mind. They reconciled. The get was never given. If the get was never given, what turns out? That the ksiva was not the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin. It was not. When a get is given, you know, there are two halves. There's ksiva nesina, and the ma'aseh gerushin begins with ksiva. But let's assume all you have is ksiva, and there is no ma'aseh gerushin. That's not true. That's not true. Oh, so Soloveitchik says that's exactly the pshat in the Rambam. You know what? You went ahead and you wrote this get, and you violated an Isser of Yichud. If you're going to give this get, you know what? That's a violation of Yichud la'achar tchilas ma'aseh gerushin. Let's assume the get is never given. The get is never given. So you know what? It turns out that ksiva was not at all a ma'aseh gerushin whatsoever. And the meila, there's no Isser Yichud. There's no Isser Yichud. So that's exactly what the Rambam writes, that you know what? If you wrote the get and you violated an Isser of Yichud, don't give this get. Because if you give the get, that Isser is b'mekoma omed, it remains. If you're not going to give the get, it turns out that that ksiva was absolutely nothing. So that's exactly what the Rambam writes, that you know what? That Don't go ahead and use that get. Lo yigarshina bosa haget. What happens if in girsha bosa haget? Okay, you know what? The gerushin is fully chal. It's not a psul drabanan. The gerushin is fully chal. And you violated the seichud in between the ksiva and the sina. So what do I do now? I'll give another get. That's not going to solve the fact that there was an isser of yichud between the ksiva and the sina. So in other words, that by Chazal saying that, you know what, lo yir gashin avoso aget, you know what that is? That's an incredible Eitzah Tova, no? By not going further with the Maisa Gerishin, it turns out that there was no Isser Yichud. And that's why here the Rambam writes that, but if the get was given, already we're done. And Tinasi Balachatila, because the get was kasher. The get was written Ishma, there were Eidim, it's a get kasher. It's not that it's a get possible. If it's a get kasher, why do you say Tinasi Bal? Because whether or not it culminates in the Maisa Gerishin is determined when this yichud was violated, no? In other words, by saying don't take advantage of, it turns out that this sir was not violated, no? That's exactly the lumdus of the isser of Ein Mavatlan Nisachachila. If the person is not taking advantage or relying on, guess what? So you go in Muslim Afreya that, you know what? That there was no Maisa there in terms of that element of the bit. That's a fascinating chiddush. No, it's a chiddush in Mevatlus Chachila. It's a chiddush mandus of Geryashan. You take a look at the Rambam, it jumps. Now it's Kimat Lefurish. Right? Those Rambam in Yud, Halacha Beis, Yud Halacha. I think is a fascinating idea. Okay. Last Tuesday we started to discuss various aspects of Havdalah. So very simply as follows, the Gemara tells us that Rav Asi had a son. Now, what is the relationship of Shneim and Tovim Shabbos? If it's considered to be a form of a Kedusha Achas, what exactly does that mean? Rashi says, Chok Chachamim. When the Chachamim declare that it's necessary to observe 2 days of Yantiv, they establish that it's one elongated day. It's one elongated day. Wow. Or come on, argue, no, that's not true, but rather, Sepukei Masafkilei. No, it means that, what do you mean? We're not dealing with Yom Richta. We're dealing with a typical case of a Sveika Diyama. A Sveika Diyama. And what would an afkamina be between Yom Richta and a Sveika Diyama? No de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. No de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. If it's Yom Richta, a Chol Chachamim, Kedusha Achas, Enochenami is considered to be also. Wait, but Rav Asi, right, did two contradictory things. On the one hand, he was Machmir that No de Bezeh is Asura Bezeh. On the other hand, he was machter that mavdum yamatav lechavrei. How exactly does that work? So the Gemara says, that's exactly the point. Svukei mesavkalei. What exactly is the relationship between Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni? Is it kedushachas or just a kedushas with two nafkaminas of nolda v'zeh muteres v'zeh, rasura v'zeh, and the nafkamina of havdalah? If it's a chok chachamim of yom arifta, do not be mavdil. If not, then one indeed should be mavdil, and therefore, ooh, machmer on both ends. Well, that's the Gemara. To say no bezeh, surah bezeh, is a chumrah. I understand. Don't use it. Is it so obvious that making havdalah is a chumrah? Making havdalah is a chumrah. You know, I'm stuck a little bit. No, whatever I do is problematic. No, if I don't make havdalah, maybe it's a mitzvah daraisa to make havdalah. And if I don't, how can I? And if I do make havdalah, maybe it's unnecessary. And that should be a bracha, shena tzricha. So how do you navigate? There's an up and a downside to every option, making and not making. You know, normally speak, when you have such a dilemma, irvin defkuf, you know what we would argue? Sheva ta'asandi. No? You turn here and there's a problem, you turn there and there's a problem. You know what we usually say? Just sit back. No? Sit back. No? You have, for example, the dam of two karbanos to become intermingled. You know what the problem is? Karban A is 4 zrikos. Karban B is 1 zrika. What do you do? 4 zrikos. You know what that's a problem of? Baltosiv. I'm doing more zrikos than I should. Fewer zrikos, 1. Baltigra. That's what the Gemara says. Better to violate Baltigra, b'shei Baltase, than Baltosiv. So just sit back and do nothing. sit back and do nothing. No, that's an important yisod when it comes to the chias yisurin, the chias yisurin. Well, okay. So why here l'chumra, Bavasi is mavdil? Why would you do such a thing? So that's what the Shinig Vetzah spells out in the name of the Ritva with twofold chedushin. Number one is the following. Realize. The whole risk factor of bracha shenil tzricha is at most in Isidrabanan. Is at most in Isidrabanan. And Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa. So you have a mitzvah daraisa, a sveika daraisa l'chumra, and the whole downside is a possible bracha shenil tzricha, that's why it tilts, according to Ravasi, to go in and to make Havdalah. Well, that's how the Ritva structure is. The name of it, right? The Shikha Gretzis. B'shem HaRitva. So, Kiddush number one, Baruch Hashem Tzricha, is an Issa Rabbanan. Why is that a Kiddush? Because as we start to discuss, the Gemara Brachos Naf Lamed Gimel says that a person makes a Baruch Hashem Tzricha. That's the Pasuk and necessity of us. Although Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lo Shal. What is a shuah shav? In various examples. It doesn't mean sheker, it means an unnecessary shuah. An unnecessary shuah. You know? So one example of unnecessary shuah is I make a shuah that table is a chair. You know? It's self-evident. It's false on its face. That's a shav. I make a shuah which is yevshel kaima. I'm never going to eat. You know what? Okay. That's a shuah shav. I make a shuah affirming that which is obvious. A table is a table. That's an unnecessary shuah. I make a shuah levatlas amitzvah. That's a shuah shav. In a shuah shav, we don't say, okay, now let's see what happens. You made a shuah, you're never going to eat. You know what? We'll wait. You'll end up eating, and now I'll give you malka surviving the shuah. No. Malkah no solution out there. No? On its face, it's a shuah shav, and therefore you get malkas immediately. It's not dependent on kiyum or bittul. That's a shuah shav. It's inherently flawed. That's lo sisa. And all of a sudden, now the Gemara says the same thing is true when it comes to a bracha shenot tzricha. That sounds like a wild jump. No. Chazal or koveh that this bracha should only be said in this miskeres. You should make a bracha of shahakal as a berchas anenin. And I already said a bracha of shahakal as shevach v'hodah. Guess what? That's a violation of losisa. Well, can that be a din d'rabbanan? So the Ritva is mafurish. That's only a din d'rabbanan. You know, this sort of losisa is something that is inherently flawed in its face. No? Inherently flawed. It's not dependent on kimo bito. A person makes a beautiful bracha. I acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. That's comparable to a shuah shav. Why would that be? And therefore, enochinami, that's what the Ritva writes, that Gemara cannot be a drasha Gemara, that Gemara bracha safa megimel is only an asmach devalma. That's what Tosus writes explicitly. That long Tosus, Rosh Hashanah, afa megimel medalim. Oh, that's the Tosus about women making a bracha on a mitzvah susay, shazman grama. Women don't have a chiyuv, nulav sakashov, but they have a kiyum. Can they bake a bracha on the kiyum, on the kiyum? Right? So it's absolutely yes. It's absolutely yes. No? And in the context that Tosus writes the following, realize what's at stake? It's not necessary. You're going to tell me it's a bracha shenot tzricha? So Tosus there just points out, realize bracha shenot tzricha is only yisad rabbanan. It's only yisad rabbanan. And not that a person should be sloppy, but you know what? Realize you're talking about whether a woman can. You're not dealing with the din d'araisa. That Gemara brachas of losisa is only in a smach d'rabbanan. That's what the Rosh writes in Kedushin. Berak Aleph Mem Tes. The context of Rosh exactly the sugya. An inimut siviyosa. That's what the Baal Tosfos writes. We hold that inimut makes a bracha, and realize we hold that the problem. Oh, maybe one can create a fancy the shitase. No, does anyone disagree? Boshep Shat, the Rambam disagrees. Because the Rambam in two places, no? Pachos Brachos, Aleph Tezvav, in a Cheshvus, Yud Beis Tes, the Rambam presents Bracha Shinat Tzricha comparable to the case of a Shlosha. And you read the Rambam, you get the impression that this is Nisadaris. Nisadaris. Well, you would have expected the Rambam to say, you know what? Hilchashvuas. This is the Raisa of Losi says this. But the Chachamim said it also extends to that. No. The Rambam equates. So that's a deal with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is found in Siman Reish Tezvav. Sifkat Vav. That the Shita Sarambam is Bracha Shino Tzricha. Is an Isadaris. I'd be careful about this Lashitase, but you know what? When Tosus describes why it is that women make a bracha on Zman Grama, Tosus begins by telling you, because the whole bracha problem is an incident, Rabbanan and the Chacham allowed to, okay. Realize the Rambam disagrees on both positions. The Rambam in Ofasitzis Paragimel, Hoksmila Paragimel, that's what the Rambam writes, that women cannot recite a bracha, but the Zayin Sonsei. And you know, I will tell you, in that argument of Tosus, you only do the Nisa Drabanan, the Rambam disagrees with that as well. A bracha Shino Tzricha is really Nisa, and Nisa Daraisa, against the Ritva in our Sugya. That's Boshem Shah. When you look at those Rambams, you walk away from the Rambam, the bracha Shino Tzricha is a Nisa Daraisa. The difficulty is the following, that when you see another Gemara, it's difficult to maintain that that's true. Because there is a Gemara in Tmura and Daftalim and Aleph with Furish. Now, what's wrong with a person who's Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatal? A person just yells out a Shem Hashem for no rhyme or reason. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it? So before I tell you what's wrong with that, I will tell you kind of the scale of things. Who's better? Who's worse? No? You have this guy, okay, you know, he's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes a bracha of Shako. And I turn to him and say, why are you making a bracha of Shako? So he tells you, I went there to Yisrael, I flipped out, you know, so I'm making a bracha of Shako without drinking. He goes, okay, you know, flip out is, oh, okay, but you know what, this is not Neo, this is real, don't do that. Okay, but you kind of understand where he's coming from, no? A guy yells out Hashem for no rhyme or reason. He tells me he's a flip out. You know, and I tell him, what in the world are you doing? Why are you being mostly Hashem Alevatalam? If it's in a miskeres, it's in a context. I understand, you know, but context has to be context. It can't be, you know, the flavor of the month. It has to be a context of a bracha. No? But you're yelling Hashem for no reason. So isn't it clear? That's the Chazon Ish, no? And our Chaim Kufla Mezayin, oh, say, that on the scale of things, the Motzi Shem Shemal Vatala is far worse than a bracha Shino Tzricha. Far worse. And now the Gemara in Tmura says in Daf Dalma Av, what's the Isser of the Motzi Shem Shemal Vatala? Guess what? The Gemara does not say Losisa. Losisa is B'miskeres. Miskeres HaShvua, Miskeres HaBracha. A person who yells out the Shem Hashem, you know what he's guilty of? He's not showing proper reverence, proper deference to the Shem Hashem. What's that? Oh, that's Parshas Vayeschana. That's the pasuk of Es Hashem El Kechatira. Es Hashem El Kechatira. That's Mora Shemayim. To yell out the Shem Hashem for no rhyme or no reason. But at the end of the day, one thing is clear. Es Hashem El Kechatira is an essay. It's an essay. It's not allowed. There's no malchus. It's not allowed. Es Hashem El Kechatira is an essay. So Es Hashem El Kechatira is an essay, and a bracha Shino Tzricha is allowed daraisa. You know what I'll tell you? It doesn't bother me. If Es Hashem El Kechatira is an essay, and a shvur shav is allowed daraisa. Maybe I can argue a shvur shav. You're going to take the Shem Hashem and couch it in the Miskeres HaShvua. That's even worse. Because there's no justification for that in any shape or form. But a bracha of Shahako without drinking is worse than yelling out a Shem Hashem. That's Posh of Shad, what drives Rosh Hashanah to assume that Gemara and Brachos cannot mean that it's a Lav Darais. Cannot mean it's a Lav Darais. It must mean it's only Nesmat the Drabana. Only Nesmat the Drabana. Wow. And the Chazon Ish goes as far as to assume, you know, which is an important mahalach as well. You know, when you look at those Rambams, we're talking about like Diyukim, you know, the Rambam seems to equate this, the Rambam seems to equate that. You know, you have to be careful. You have to be careful with diukim. You know, you have to be careful with the diukim. You know, in the very end of the Brisker Rav Rambam, one of the letters of the Brisker Rav is, Soichik said this was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah Torah. You know, like, oh, you know, you go ahead and you shochet the treif. You shochet the treif. Poshepshan, the shechita is 100% good, but you can't partake of the animal because the animal is a treif. No? Reb Chaim suggested the following chiddush, that when you look at Rambams, it doesn't seem that way. It sounds as though that a shechita treif is an incomplete shechita. Because a shechita that cannot result in a heter achila, there's something lacking in the shechita. Not that the shechita is a shechita kshera, but there's a separate issue of treifa, but a shechita that's not matir achila is an incomplete shechita. Well, okay, that requires right. That requires right. That was a chiddush of Reb Chaim with magnificent rhymes. Magnificent rhymes. Okay. So, you know, the letter to the Brisker Rav, someone said, where does the Rambam say, you know, where does the Rambam say that Shchitas Treif is an incomplete Shchita? You know, so the Brisker Rav begins. Who said the Rambam says this? This was my father's diuk in the Lashon HaRambam, no? This is Reb Chaim's diuk in the Rambam, but I'm not telling you the Rambam said this explicitly. The Reb Chaim was bothered by a comparison in the Rambam, and Reb Chaim was Mechadish. No, like, it's an important yisod. No, at the end of the day, it was a diuk in Rambam, and you look to the Rayas, it's pretty compelling, but guess what? At the end of the day, it's a diuk in the Rambam, and Ochinami, the Rambam did not spell out Shchitas Treifas of Chisrona Maisa Shchita, but the Rambam, that compares it to a case of Shchitas Akum, you know, that's the Raya. It's an important mahalach, you know. You can have very compelling diukim, but at the end of the day, like, realize that it's a diuk. Realize that it's a diuk. And it's important. There was once in a chasana, Rosh Weiss was sitting right there. Someone said to Rosh Weiss, well, I'll tell you a chiddush, the Rambam says this. Ooh, I turned the person next to me. Get ready. You know? So they thought I was a Navi, you know? All of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah, you know? The Rambam does not say that. You know? You have a deal. Your deal is very, very nice, you know? Because the Rambam uses the word kashem. But at the end of the day, that's a deal in the Rambam's kashem. Don't record it as though this is what the Rambam says. It's hobahallah. You know, like, okay, it's an important. So the Chazon Ish writes, at the end of the day, this is a deal. This is a deal for Lashon HaRambam to equate a bracha shina tzricha with the Shvuah Shav. And that's so difficult in light of the sugya in Tmura and Daf Dalet, that Hotzah Shem Shem Vatali is only an essay. So you know what? Instead of reinterpreting the whole Gemara and putting it on its face, the diuk in the Rambam is not a compelling diuk, you know? Just because the Rambam equated these two things, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's exactly the same Chomer Avera and the same Chomer Isser, but it means it's an expansion of, and therefore, be careful. I would sooner play down the Diuk and the Rambam than, you know, what seems to be the Muskal Yisham, Seichel Yashar, that Hussar Shem Shalatala cannot be, right? Something which is more Chomer than a Bracha, Shina Tzricha. And therefore, Chazish maintains even the Rambam Shita. This is only considered to be an Isser Drabam. So we'll have to discuss again this Ritva, which is going to be very important for many sugyas in the Sechas Beitzah, about whether the Chiv of Kiddush and Havdalah is a Din D'oraisa. Why is it so important? I'll tell you the following. Maybe this opens up a whole world. In the following sense, you know, if a person, for example, asks you, how do I know Malacha? Malacha is forbidden on Yantar. If you don't do it, I'll tell you, because there's a pasuk. Ko Malacha Sabad Losasim. But what happens if you have certain mitzvahs or certain yisurim in the Torah that the Torah just uses the word Shabbos? And it's not like Malacha that the Torah repeats it when it comes to Yom Tov. Do I assume that Shabbos includes Yom Tov? Or do I assume, no, that's not true? Shabbos is Shabbos, and not Yantiv. And the only reason I know there's Meleches Yantiv is because the Torah says, Kol Meleches Avad Lo Sasu. But when it comes to a whole host of things, what would a whole host of those things be? Let's say, Kiddush, Havdalah, Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemto, Tchumim, Shvisas Kelim, Mechamer. You know what all those cases have in common? When the Torah mentions all those mitzvahs in Yisurim, the Torah only mentions Shabbos. What is the Muskel Rishon? Do I assume that Shabbos embraces Yantiv? Or do I assume, like, absolutely not? Absolutely not. Shabbos is Shabbos, halachot v'halachot, and wow, that sounds unbelievable. Now, so what's the status of all those things when it comes to Yantiv? And I'll even make it more complicated. And if some of you are going to tell me Shabbos is Yantiv, no, what would you say about Yom Kippur? What would you say Yom Kippur? When I argue, okay, maybe Yom Tov not be Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbosom, that I'm going to tell you, that falls in line with Shabbos. Or would I argue, who says that's true? What about all those dinim? All those dinim? That's a very, very heavy, heavy issue. The dinim and the mitzvos of Shabbos that are not Isurei Malacha, to what extent do they apply when it comes to Yom Tov? Maybe that's a starting point when it comes to, look, the Torah says, Zochus Yom Shabbos Lakadsha. Do I assume that Shabbos? Or do I assume that no? Shabbos means Yom HaShvisa. And if the Torah doesn't indicate any difference by nature that applies when it comes to Yantiv itself, that's going to be a starting point of whether Kiddush and Havdalah, given the fact that on Shabbos it's Saraisa, what's the story when it comes to the cases of Yantiv? Okay.